Yeah, it was quite a game. A lot of obviously a lot of situational football at the end that was critical to the outcome of the game for us. I thought these guys played hard for 60 minutes. I mean, Houston's a really good football team. They're well coached. They do a lot of things well. That's obvious, but I thought that the goal line stop on third and one to hold them to a field goal, and then overcoming a couple long yardage situations on the last drive. We had good, just a big plays for us, obviously, and I thought our special teams gave us good field position today, so that was certainly a big improvement from last week. But we just got to continue to work hard and improve. There's a lot of things we need to do better, but Houston gives you a lot of problems. Had a lot of good players, so. We'll see another athletic quarterback again this week, so we'll just have to, keep working at it and just keep grinding it out. But thought it was a good team win today. It was warm. Players, went the whole 60 minutes, played hard, competed well, and we made enough plays at the end, just barely, but made enough plays at the end to win. So it's good. That was good.
Hi, Bill. Obviously, your defense made a big stop there that led to the winning drive. Tom Brady, was big there at the end. Just talk about that.
Yeah, well, we had a lot of plays during the game that obviously weren't so good. They scored on defense. They strip-sacked us, tackled us, hit some big plays. But, in the end, it came down to a handful of plays in situational football at the end of the game. So, the third down stop was our goal line defense against their three receiver set. We made the play there, and then again we overcame a couple of long yardage situations on the last drive with Danny and Rob and Cooks obviously on the last play against cover two down the sideline made a great catch there. So, a lot of guys stepped up. We pass blocked well enough. It was a struggle because those guys are really good. We made enough plays on offense and, just barely on defense. But it was, again, the whole game really came down to the last, call it three and a half minutes. Fortunately, we were able to, make the plays we need to make to win.
Coach, you would probably prefer a game not go right down to the final second like that. But when it does, is it an opportunity for you to learn something about the mental toughness of your team?
Yeah, again, we were in a lot of situational football in that game on offense, defense, and special teams. And, of course, you'd like to play better so it doesn't, come down to the final play. But, look, it's the National Football League, and Texans are an outstanding team, and that's what it's going to take to beat them is to play 60 minutes and to be able to make the plays that you've got to make at the end to win, whether you're on offense or defense or in a kicking game or whatever it is. So it's no surprise. It's pretty much like that every week in the National Football League, and at least half the games.
Bill, a week after he had to leave the game in New Orleans, a big day for Rob again, including that third down completion in which he broke the tackle of Cunningham on that the drive, and as well his effort in the blocking game to help pass protection. Often it seems as though he stayed in the block. How imperative was his play today, and how reflective is that of the Gronk that you've coached since he got here?
Yeah, well, I think all of our backs and tight ends, Dwayne, Rob, James White, Dion, they were all involved in protection. And there were times where it was okay. There's other times it obviously needs to be better, and we've got to do a better job. But, look, it's a battle. Those are four of the best rushers that we're going to see, and they run games well. It's not just their individual rush, but the way they force you to block one-on-one and then pull out late and then run pass rush games when you include Scarlett in there, and who played quite a bit. And, he's another good rusher. So and then the big guys, Heath and the Clemson kid. It's not just the big four, Merciless, Clowney, Watt, and McKinney, but there's a bunch of other guys in there that are a problem too. So, yeah, I thought we battled them. They got some plays. We blocked them some, but it was a battle.
Bill, there was a lot of attention placed today on how teams handled the national anthem. How did you? What is your reaction?
Yeah, I'm just going to talk about the game. I'll deal with that later.
Bill, just how rare is Brandon Cook's speed? We saw him run past defenders after the catch, before the catch in this game.
Yeah, he's got good speed. There's no doubt about that. Yeah, he's good on catching runs, and he can run by defenders. I mean, we've seen him do that all year.
Prior to the last drive, one thought would be third and one was becoming a little bit of a problem for you guys, the inability to gain a yard. How much of a concern is that for you? Just, I know coming off the field, you're going to go review it, but third and one situations.
It was a lot of things. Like I said, there's a lot of things we can do better, need to do better, and we'll work on those. So, I mean, that's a pretty lengthy list. You put a lot of things on that list.
Sorry, Coach, just to press you a little bit, the head game in the locker room beforehand with some about a third of the team taking a knee during the national anthem, how does that affect the unity of a team when you have a third?
I just answered that.
Okay.
Any more football questions?
Bill, we saw a lot of Jacob Hollister and how much of a hit he can take in preseason. He had a really big play right before the Brandon Cooks touchdown. Just talk about what he brings, the mental toughness, physical toughness to your team.
Yeah, well, Jake's getting better. Again, he's come a long way since the start of training camp, and you know, it's been a big jump for him, but he's worked hard. Coach Cayley spent a lot of time with him, Rob, Dwayne. You know, he's working with a good group there of teammates and getting a lot of attention from the coaching staff. So, and he's improving every day, works hard in practice. And, he's been the tight end on the scout team for, the past few weeks. And we've seen, from Kelsey to Fleener to Anderson, those guys. So, he's getting a lot of good work there, and he's getting better. So he's got a long way to go, but he's – he's making progress, and he's shown up, made a few plays for us and on offense and also in the kicking game. So we'll just keep going, see where he can get to. Okay, all right, thank you.